You've yet to have your finest hour radio
in Ballymun and Beijing.
Radio WXTC.net.
In Coolock and Cairo.
Radio WXTC.net.
In Artane and Amsterdam.
Radio WXTC.net.
WXTC.net. Brian Green podcasting. Hello. It's been an absolute age. Again. No excuses. No examination. So much to tell you about, so little time, because I could sit here and work through a very organised set of notes and tell you what you've been missing, but you've probably read it on my blog. So it's nice today, this programme is about music. Music I've been asking people, can I play on my podcast? And they've been 100% strike rate. Everyone's saying yes. We're converting them to allow us play their music in our podcasts, and it's happening left, it's happening right, and it's happening in the centre. So let's go straight to something we heard last November when we were over in London, and we caught this act live. It's Susie Atherton, known as Ledge, and track one from her EP. This is called Changes.
Ledge
changes from the 4-track EP available at tunetribe.com/ledge. That's spelt L-E-D-G-E. Also available at 3beatrecords.co.uk, and it's from the label vertigorecordings.com. Also check out the MySpace. If you hadn't had enough URLs yet, it's myspace.com/ledgeuk. Ledge UK. That's Ledge. Susie Atherton. Lovely stuff. Normally when we play stuff, we are so enthused and like it so much that we'll just play it without complaint. That is a wonderful song. That is wonderful vocals. But for my headphones, they're so cheap. It was sounding a bit funny there in the production. So I'll listen back later. I might change my mind on that. But just something weird. There's just like so much going on. I couldn't pick out anything. But an absolutely wonderful song. And interested in playing it because I saw Ledge live. And just absolutely wonderful. What I've decided to do is there's no fair way to kind of put an order on the stuff that I've promised people to play. So I'm going to put it out now in the order that I got the permission. So we'll move to our next artist, and we're going to do that kind of Russian roulette game of playing straight off that lovely thing called MySpace. So we're at the behest of the networks and volumes and breakdowns in quality here. This is Sharky, a song called Like a Stone.
Time.
Paddy Sharkey and Like a Stone. That's playing off his MySpace. And fair play to the old Aircom network tonight. It is staying up quite well and playing continuous music through to my little recorder. Paddy is at myspace.com/PaddySharkey, SHARKEY. And he's MySpacing off profile views of 1271 and total plays of 984. So go over there and befriend Paddy and give him some support and have a listen to his music at that little spot. I'm very conscious, subconscious, about commenting on artists now, because ever since I said that Andy Early sounded like Sting, and then I got questioned back from the podcasting.ie crew in Tip Institute, did Andy mind? I don't know, but I'm sure if Andy did mind, he would have been in touch with me. But maybe it is a bit condescending of radio DJ jockey person to, you know, liken something to something in a broadcast transmission sense, because it can influence what people think about something. But then again, it's just one person's opinion, and the comment back feature and facilities are there in the transmission capabilities that we all have nowadays. So if you don't like it, well, do something about it. Don't just sit there, and don't just you know, get in touch with the Broadcasting Commission, whatever. Let's move to another track as quickly as we can, and it is in the order that people gave permission. We're moving to Belfast, Northern Ireland, from Paddy Sharkey in Dublin, and we're going to play a lovely track from an artist called Laura Stevenson, and it's one of those without intro, so I'll try and stop it, cue it, and bring it back in. I would love if MySpace would put a little clock on the play out time and the play down time that has four digits on it, not 00:0, which is absolutely no good to me. The Flash Player could do with a little improvement. So we're going to Belfast, Laura Stevenson, and the track that we're going to play on random is a song called Please.
So you never knew love until you crossed the line of grace, and you never felt wanted until you'd someone slap your face. So you never felt alive until you'd almost wasted away. You had to win, you couldn't just pass the smartest test. At the top of the class, you're flying colors, your family tree and all your lessons in history. Please, 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 get up off your knees. Please, 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 get up off your knees. So you never knew you'd stoop to make that call, and you never knew what was on the ground until they made you crawl. So you never knew that the heaven you keep, you stole. Your Catholic blues, your convent shoes, your stick-on tattoos, now they're making the news. Your holy war, your northern star, your sermon on the mount from the boot of your car. Please, 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 get up off your knees. Please, please, hard, and love is tough, but love is not what you're thinking of. September, streets capsizing, spilling over down the trails. October,
and we're back after a small interruption. We also fix computers here for people and work out if MP3 players should be thrown in the bin or kept. WXTC.net, Laura Stevenson, and a wonderful track called Please, which is had 215 plays on MySpace, but that's not the half of it, because Laura is playing on MySpace off a total plays of 43,000 plays and 23,000 profile views, and a host of friends. I don't kind of like to say, and she's got a million friends, or I've got a million friends, because for different reasons people have different friends numbers, but you can't get away from the fact that people are looking up the profile views and people are playing the music big time. We're actually recording to the slightest buzz here tonight, but we're just going to get on and do our stuff. Break from music for a moment. Just before we do, Laura Stevenson is at myspace.com/Laura M. Stevenson. That M can catch you out. Two things non-musical, and we met since Christmas with Michael Ryan of AirPod podcast, and had a good chat with him post Christmas drinks and post New Year's drinks, and discussed a few things. And here's a cheek for you. I had the cheek to say to him, you know what, you should blog more often. Coming from me, he who does not blog often enough. Sorry, did I say blog there twice when I meant to say podcast? You should podcast more often. And that's because he hadn't podcast for months and months and months. And he's put out two podcasts since I met him at the start of January. And this is the end of January, and I haven't done one since the start of December. So there you go. So howdy to Michael, and check out airpod.com for his podcasts and blogs and stuff. Second thing I'm going to tell you about, I'm not going to tell you very much about it because it's still kind of state secrets and top secret and all that, and that is that I've had some new business cards made up tonight. I saw the proofs that are going to printer tomorrow morning, and they're for a new podcasting venture, and I'm all excited and bursting to tell you, but protocol tells me that I can't, so I can't tell you a thing about it. So I know that's all kind of intriguing and everything, but I can't divulge at the moment because obviously we're not ready to hit the ground if the things are only going to the printer and that kind of stuff. By the way, microphone is over here, Brian, so if you look this direction it will pick up the sound that you make. The other thing I'm just going to say right now is I can't understand how anybody thinks that they can podcast or broadcast on the radio with gum in their mouth. It is impossible. So DJs require, other than under the console, somewhere to stick their gum if they have it. They just shouldn't do gum, but if you are trying to get off the cigarettes, or, you know, if you just need it, we need somewhere to stick our gum. Just there, behind the microphone stand. Okay, that is joking, and joking aside, we'll flick back and say, who else have we been saying hello to and promising that we would play some music for? We go back. Oh yeah, this is going to go out tonight, tomorrow morning. We're going to have another podcast within 24 hours of that, because we have a 22-minute interview plus music with Stano. And Stano is MySpacing off MySpace.com, Stano Ireland, S-T-A-N-O Ireland. And there you should check him out and see if you like the music before you hear the interview. And the interview, as I say, will be ready in the next day or two. We're going to play another track now, and it's gone a little bit out of order, but we're going to play something from Dermot Byrne, who we met in early December up at a gig in Balbriggan. And this is a track from Dermot going live off the server, not MySpace, called Next Time Around. Have a listen.
And if we had some time, we could make some plans. And if life was fairer, someone would take the work out of our hands. And talking through messages left on phones, you could call out to my place, but I'm never at home. And I'll let you know next time I'm in town. Oh, I'll see you next time around. Tell us stories of boats sunk by loose lips and the close companions that became relationships. I'm not sure we'll find the time again. Between my respect of women and your respect of men, that's not something I said to bring you down. Oh, I'll see you next time around. The stories we tell over coffee cups reveal some secrets, but not too much. And those old circles that turn with time always bring good friends back to mind. Though I'm silent, I've gone to ground.
That's from Dermot Byrne. DermotByrneMusic.com is where he's blogging from, and we'll get the MySpace address for you imminently. Dermot Byrne's MySpace is myspace.com/DermotBurn, BYRNE. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Can we stop that? We can. I'm going to dash out of here at about, where are we now, 23, 24, because we've got a real early start in the morning, a 6 a.m. start, which, if you know me, you know that's extremely early. I only did one of them this week so far, and that was with the car, which I'll go on to in a second. But we've got the Accountants Podcast in the Four Seasons Balls Bridge tomorrow morning as a breakfast briefing. And we have to be on site at 7:30 to get that cast going. So I will be winding up early here tonight. We mentioned the car, and we brought the car to the garage to get fixed during the week. The car is 10 in March, so it's time to be renewed or take up bicycling a lot. The car cost $575. They couldn't do the exhaust or the two rear wheels, which would have cost another $500 even. Yes, I know it sounds a lot for an exhaust and two wheels, but when you are going for non-spurious parts and you're going for originals, and I'm going for them out of experience because I've tried the spurious and they cause you more pain than anything else. So it isn't, I want originals. It's like I've tried the imitations, I've tried the crap, and it's just, they're not good. Don't go there. Not with Renaults anyway, because the Renault I have just doesn't like all those kind of things. But that was Tuesday, and also on Tuesday we got one of those wonderful bills from the gas company. The bill that is, for the second year running, up 34%. And that's a price rise that happened in October, which is kind of kicking into the dearest winter bill that lands in your hand around December, the week before Christmas or the week after. So 473 or something on gas, which is just like, give me a break. And don't you just love energy prices? They're actually dropping the price next month. Around the 10th or 12th of February, the gas will fall another 10%. Because when they put it up, it was obvious already that energy prices were falling, and they were putting it up by a massive amount. Just to lessen the impact, but you have the highest bill and the rise during the period of the most use of gas through the cold snap and the winter. Although the winter has been pretty mild, and that's global warming, which has effect on prices, and if I drive a car, how am I complaining? Why should I complain, or how can I complain? Muddled, muddled, muddled. They say that when blog posts just get, you know, leave the brain, go to the fingers, get typed and get sent off to blogs, that they're unformed and they are, you know, therefore lesser than what journalists write. Podcasting, idea, mouth, microphone, recording, don't go back and edit it. That's the purest form of thought. This blogging stuff, halfpenny place. If you want it raw and unedited, get it out of my brain without a script. WXTC.net. I'm Brian Green. That has been a podcast of sorts. Lots of good music. Lots of good music. And more of that to come right here. All safe to play on a podcast. Which is a longer way of saying it's pod safe. Thanks for listening. Stay subscribed. Catch up with the blog, briangreen.com. Shutcellafield.com. MusicTipping.com. Goodbye.